Good morning, Kerry Alderson.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Yeah, it's so good to see you, brother, and good to hear you, too. My, how far we've come and how much you've grown, sir.
Hopefully not in ways that I don't want to grow,
you
right?
You certainly haven't. I'm your witness all the time. It's such a good to welcome you home all the time here. Thanks for hanging around for all these years.
You know, man, so fun.
You know, I came in as the midlife crisis guy in 2002 at the ripe age of 45, and here I am pushing 68, and remembering you well is just kind of stepping aside from running KLDR at that time, and still working the sideline with Chuck and Sam doing the football thing.
That's right, yeah.
Where I still remember you playing as well.
Yeah.
You were the man, basketball and football. You were quite good, and I know you had fun, and I know it had a lot to do with your family, and that's a family tradition as well.
Yeah, totally. Well, you know how sports are. Like, the older I get, the better I was.
Yes.
So I remember being pretty darn good at this stage.
Pretty darn good. Let me just back you up on that, brother. Yeah, so good to see you.
Good to see you, yeah.
Know your whole life story, and I'm glad this is still part of it. But
yeah,
let's go to that other side of your life. And I love that you have been in ministry for a good part of your adult life now.
It is. It's been a long
You find yourself in a very special place in the last year. It's been 2 years since we've been working Game Changers.
Actually three.
Three now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
yep. So Game Changers, yeah, we started it 3 years ago, and I appreciate you guys letting us come in and share about it. Leadership, biblical leadership for men, and just encouraging the young guys coming up, and also the guys at any age, really, to keep their head in the game and stay aware and stay sharp and know what's going on and be prepared. And like I was just talking on KLDR with Cassie, we don't want to ever send a message that the sky is falling and we are hopeless people. You know, we want men to go, okay, there's things going on. I should be aware of them and I should be prepared. And so I say aware and prepared. And we've got speakers coming in that are going to help us be aware of what's going on and be prepared as men. And that's State Representative Dwayne Junker. He's been on the phone a lot with him and met in person and talked about some things. We've got Grants Pass Major Crimes Detective Mike Vorberg, been doing it for decades.
Yes, he has.
Yeah. He's great. And then, of course, Grants Pass School Resource Officer Ken Fraunfelter. He's got a great reputation and relationship with the schools and the kids. And so between those three, we're calling it the State Streets and Schools. They're going to give us a perspective. Yeah, that we don't normally get. So
that's a new Game Changers.
Yeah, one time a year, we do a local feel. So.
See, I wasn't aware of that, so this is kind of my introduction, but I really like it.
Yeah.
And since I've met all three of those gentlemen and
they're great.
Know their history.
Yes, exactly.
We're going to work a better history with history.
That's right, yeah. And you know what? Our board really, and the guys that come to Game Changers and are part of Game Changers, they said they love to hear from the big name speakers from out of the area, but they never want to lose that local feel.
I agree.
Let's make sure that we have guys here that are helping us stay informed.
Agreed.
And so once a year during the summer, they agree to come in and share. And it's a great night. And to be honest, the speakers will be great, but we also have a tri-tip dinner. And so that's always kind of a big draw.
Oh, darn.
Yeah. So
that's a game changer.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So we do ask guys to register online at edgewaterfellowship.org or gamechangersnorthwest.org. And the cost just covers the food. It just covers the meal.
We know that.
Yeah. So it's $10 cover your meal and
that's
dessert.
Nothing.
Yeah.
$1 for a wonderful dinner.
That's a good dinner. Yeah. Good dinner. And then, get to hang out with the guys and chit chat and Q&A with some great guys.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it with you.
Thank you.
And that's coming up. What's the date?
That is this Sunday.
This Sunday.
6:00. Again, Game Changers, Dwayne Junker, Detective Mike Vorberg, and School Resource Officer Ken Fraunfelter.
Okay, and I believe you'll be shamelessly promoting that Saturday morning on KJO.
Oh, yeah. You can bet. Yeah, we'll be talking about that Saturday morning.
Yeah, you do that pretty well.
I do. Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Just a quick sidestep.
Yeah.
Because I just happened to be listening. You know, just before Father's Day.
Yeah.
And I loved your sign-off and tribute to your dad and all the dads.
Oh, thanks.
It just blessed me to hear that. Since I don't, you know, I've lost my parents a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
But I had such that perfect relationship as you do with your folks.
Grateful
and
for
it made me feel good since you and you and your dad go back with me.
Oh yeah,
now 39 years, brother.
Yeah,
that's when I met Dan Alderson.
Yeah,
he was a blessing to me right off. I love your mom.
Yeah,
and I haven't seen them. That's in many,
right.
Many
yeah,
years.
They listen to you.
Always in my heart.
Yeah, you haven't seen them, but they've heard you.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah,
yeah, they wouldn't want to see me now.
No, had, they would. Yeah,
you know, I had hair the first time I met you.
That's awesome.
It is.
That's great. Hey, one thing I forgot to mention.
Please.
With Game Changers, we just confirmed yesterday, many people have heard the name Lee Strobel. He wrote The Case for Faith, The Case for
That's
Christ,
right.
Turned it into a movie. He's got a new book out. He's been on a lot of podcasts around the nation. He's coming to Grants Pass. He's going to be at Game Changers November 2nd.
Okay. Great,
yeah.
Great early high sign.
Yeah, yeah. And then a year from now, we're talking, we've got the wheels are in motion for a Game Changers Pacific Northwest, inviting guys from Portland to Sacramento. Looking for 5,000 to 10,000 guys. We got some big name speakers lined up. That's coming next summer.
Wow.
Right here in Grants Pass.
I believe there's a conspiracy in order. And it's called Game Changers.
That's right. Yeah. Game Changers for sure. So.
I like the way you put that, though. We do have so much doom and gloom that comes our way.
Yeah.
Through the traditional, what is now traditional media.
Yeah.
And our best media is ourselves and with each other in fellowship.
That's so, right. Yeah.
Let's keep doing that and keeping it real and working the power.
That's right.
Yeah, work in the power of the Lord. And
the Apostle Paul said, we are not like those who are without hope. So I remind guys that, hey, no matter what the circumstances are, we still have hope.
We're going to do that.
That's right.
I've got it like this, brother.
Yeah, that's right.
That was a graphic you couldn't see.
Yeah.
I was holding on with my talons.
That's right.
And sometimes they are truly talons.
That's right.
We're pushed. Hey, thanks for taking the time, Kerry.
Thanks for having us.
All of your time and all of your work. And thanks for being here with us at the company.
Awesome. Love it. God bless you.
God bless you, sir. And we'll work right back into that other thing we do, besides always spreading good news, good feelings, and I believe there's a certain spirit that lives here, too.